Welcome to the Practical Wisdom from a Life Coach podcast. My name is Vera Ilnitsky, a life coach dedicated to helping people gain clarity about what's important in their life so that they can connect with their purpose and take action to live a genuine and fulfilled life. In this podcast, I share insights and ideas that provide simple yet practical and effective solutions to challenges that we encounter in everyday life. I invite you to join me to learn, grow, and get inspired. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having a really great week so far. I actually have a confession to make this week. This past weekend, I snapped at my mom in front of other people at a gathering. I did. It's a really hard thing to admit publicly like this. Hurting someone you love cuts deep. And the emotional fallout from me this week has been deep as well. Which is why I wanted to share this experience with you. Because it's brought up so many things for me. And while I publish a podcast and I write content about deep things, and sometimes those deep things are hard and shameful and embarrassing and humiliating. But writing and talking about these deep, hard things can be cathartic, heart-opening, healing, a way to connect to our inner selves. They can be a form of learning and a way to share and teach others. And I hope that by sharing my experiences and learnings with you, you won't feel alone in the experiences you're having, even if they're different experiences. Because hard experiences are hard experiences. And I know that sometimes we feel so alone with them. But we're not. You're not. And as much as I'd love to just share things that are positive and uplifting, the reality is that we all make mistakes and do things we're not proud of. It's part of being human. And we're made up of everything as humans. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The hard and the easy. The positive and the negative. The hardest feeling for me to experience and feel this week was shame. It's not something I feel often, at least not lately, but it's definitely a feeling I'm very familiar with, as it's a feeling I experienced quite often growing up and throughout my teenage and young adult years. So when I think about shame, I instantly turn to Brené Brown, who was an expert on all things shame related. My favorite book of hers is called The Gifts of Imperfection, and in it, this is what she writes about feeling shame. Shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Shame is that warm feeling that washes over us, making us feel small, flawed, and never good enough. She goes on to say that honest conversations about shame can change the way we live, love, parent, work, and build relationships. Which is why I really want to have an honest conversation with you in this podcast today about shame. Brené Brown also says, here's the first three things that we need to know about shame. Number one, we all have it. Shame is universal and one of the most primitive human emotions that we experience. The only people who don't experience shame lack the capacity for empathy and human connection. Number two, we're all afraid to talk about shame. And number three, the less we talk about shame, the more control it has over our lives. She also says that shame is the exact opposite of owning our story. So here I am owning my story and getting things out in the open in the hopes that it helps you learn and build your own resilience against shame. Brené talks a lot about how to overcome shame and build up shame resilience. You can read her book to find out more, and I highly encourage you to read this book. It's one of my favorites. But in my case, here's what I want to share about what helped me and continues to help me this week. First of all, I stopped myself in analyzing the reason why I snapped at my mom. Now, don't get me wrong, my brain wanted to go there all day long. For the first little bit after I left the gathering and had come back to myself, I kept thinking, why? Why would I do that? As in, how can I justify this behavior? I tried to justify it. Oh, I felt triggered. Oh, I was tired. Oh, being around so many people depleted my energy. Oh, I was hormonal. But no, I decided I cannot justify my behavior. There's really no excuse. And even if there was a perfectly valid excuse, that's exactly what it is, an excuse. And there's no valid reason that could erase or make up hurting my mom. So I stopped myself from analyzing the reason and instead accepted the fact that it happened, that I had let it happen, and that I had caused it to happen. That to me is the definition of accountability. And sometimes, in some circumstances, the reason you do something doesn't matter at all, because that's not what it's about. It won't fix it. Putting energy into figuring out the reason or trying to come up with an explanation is putting energy into the wrong area, in my opinion. Now, of course, the next thing that we do when we do something wrong is we start to berate ourselves. And that's exactly what I started doing. I started saying to myself, how could you do this? She's your mom, for goodness sakes. And there really wasn't even a big trigger. And you should have just kept your mouth shut. I mean, there were people who have lost their moms and here you are embarrassing yourself. Plus, you're a life coach. You're not supposed to act this way. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. So I really had to shut that down too. Now, one of the benefits of being a life coach is that I do have a lot of tools and I have done my fair share of inner work over the past decade. But you know, I really, really had to remind myself this week that as part of being human, we make mistakes, even really hurtful ones. And that's one of the lessons I am taking away from this experience, is that people do make mistakes, that we are human. And part of being human is making mistakes, is doing things that we're not always proud of, is saying things that are hurtful, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And that the universe is constantly testing us and giving us opportunities for learning and deeper connection with ourselves and with those in our lives. And this is the key, my friends. It's not just to say, well, I'm human, so I made a mistake, let's just move on. No, the key is to take accountability, apologize sincerely, which I did, by the way, and learn. Learning from our mistakes is the big one. Learning from our mistakes combines accountability and humility and forgiveness and growth and reflection and atonement all at once. And this is where my next step, so to speak, in the process this week was. It was time. I took the time to unravel all those things, and I still am. I journaled and reflected and thought about those things. I also let shame sit in my body, even though I really wanted to push it away. Remember, I talk about feeling the feelings. It's something I work on with my clients all the time because it's so important to not push away our feelings, suppress or repress them. It's hard, but necessary. The shame I'm feeling is still in my body, but I'm allowing the feeling and giving myself time each day to recognize it and feel it. And it's dissipating. And with that dissipation, I'm feeling something like a release that I think is forgiveness. Forgiveness is something I want to learn more about, so stay tuned for some future musings at another podcast about forgiveness. But what I'm realizing is that forgiveness is a decision. It's a decision to choose love and compassion over anger and resentment. I think that forgiveness is part of taking accountability for your actions, because when we truly take accountability for what we did, it means we accept control over our actions and over our lives. With accountability comes responsibility. Responsibility to apologize and atone for our actions and behaviors and words. Responsibility to work hard at not repeating the behavior. Responsibility for learning from our mistakes. Responsibility to move forward with a renewed sense of who we want to be and who we want to stand for, and what type of person we want to be in the world. And this is only possible, I believe, when we forgive. When we forgive ourselves first. So I'm really learning to forgive myself this week. I'm really leaning into self-compassion and giving myself grace and apologizing to myself too, so that then I can really forgive myself. And This is allowing me to learn, to recommit to my values, recommit to the person I want to be, and move forward instead of getting stuck in ruminating and analyzing. It's allowing me to remember the importance of being vulnerable and therefore authentic. Which ties back nicely to another nugget in Brené Brown's book. She says, authenticity is a practice, a conscious choice of how we want to live. So there you go, my friends. Everything we do in life is a practice, and we keep getting to practice how to be better versions of ourselves every day. And if we were perfect, we wouldn't get to practice. We wouldn't get to learn, to grow. We wouldn't get to heal our hearts and forgive and teach others and ultimately recognize the enormous gifts we're given each and every day. So to wrap up, I want to remind you that if you've made a mistake recently or done something you're not overly proud of, it's okay. You're human. You're not alone. And there are lessons and gifts for you from this experience. Remember, don't analyze the reasons or try to justify your actions. Simply decide to take accountability and responsibility. Apologize to yourself and to the person you may have wronged. Identify the feelings you're having and sit with them. Allow them into your body and watch them dissipate. Take time to process, to reflect, and to journal. Forgive yourself. And be open to the learnings and the gifts. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and please share this episode with someone in your life who you think may benefit from the message. I'm so grateful to have you in my community, and I'd love to connect with you on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or through email. And if you're ready to live a genuine and fulfilled life, I invite you to book a discovery call with me today. The links are on my social media or on my website, vaicoaching.com.